Boom shagalaka, what's up? So, imagine it's your last day here on earth. You spent 3 years with your disciples, living with them, pouring everything into them. You die on a cross, you raise from the dead, you spend 40 days with them, just imparting more about the good news of the kingdom of God, and it's going to be your last moments before you go. What would you say, right? What would the last thing that you would say to your disciples be? Jesus shared what we call the Great Commission. So in my opinion, the Great Commission should be the obsession of every follower of Jesus. I mean, how do we find our place in this dream of God? Yet, when the Barna Research Group asked a bunch of Christians and says, have you heard of the Great Commission? 51% of them said they had no idea what that there was. I mean, this has got to change. So, we're going to dive deep into the Great Commission, answering questions so that we can get a little closer to making God's dream come true. So, let's jump into this. So, first of all, so what is the Great Commission? So, the Great Commission in the Bible, I think there's two parts to it. There's the Great Commission in Mark, where it says, go into all the world and preach the gospel, you know, to every creature, right? Preach the gospel to all. Then there's the Matthew 28 Great Commission, which says, all authority in heaven and earth be given to me, therefore go and make disciples of all nations. It's the every and the all. It's to preach the gospel to everyone and disciple all the nations. It's a two parts of the Great Commission. Preach, disciple. And what in the world are we supposed to preach? Right? The Bible says we're supposed to preach the good news of the kingdom of God, right? It's good news about a king and a kingdom. And we're supposed to share this with every single person living on this planet, sharing the news of what Jesus did and how the kingdom is worth giving everything for, right? Now, who are we supposed to disciple? Believe it or not, the Great Commission doesn't say to make disciples. I know that's crazy because we hear that so much, but if you go look at the text real carefully, it says this. It says, make disciples of all the nations, right? So who are we supposed to disciple? Not people. We're supposed to disciple nations. We're not supposed to go make disciples. Disciples isn't the noun, the substance in that verse. It's the nations. We're supposed to disciple, teach, train nations, right? So this is the Great Commission in a nutshell. Preach the good news of the kingdom to every person. Disciple all the nations. Now, how are we supposed to disciple the nations? Well, if you look at Matthew, it says, disciple all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, teaching them to obey everything I commanded you. So that shows you how to fulfill the Great Commission. Teach them to obey everything I commanded you. So it's wrapped up in the things where Jesus said, this is what you're supposed to do with your life. Wrapped up in teaching nations how to obey that is how we're going to actually finish the Great Commission. We're going to preach the gospel to every single person. We're going to disciple all the nations by teaching them to obey everything that he commanded us. Can I get an amen? So why is it called the Great Commission? Because the term Great Commission doesn't actually appear anywhere in the Holy Bible, right? It's not there. So if you look back and try to figure out when the church started calling it the Great Commission, I mean, it's tough to say. But if you go back, there was a Dutch missionary named Justinian von Wels. I don't know. In the 1600s, he probably coined the term, but it was really popularized like 200 years later by a missionary named Hudson Taylor. And he had a famous saying. He says, the Great Commission is not an option to be considered, but it's a command to be obeyed, right? So Hudson Taylor may not have said it, but man, that's a good place to start. It's not an option to be considered. It's a command to be obeyed, right? So the Great Commission, I like to say it's the great co-mission because we're on a great mission with our King Jesus, who promised to never leave you or forsake you. He's always there with you, leading you, guiding you. He's the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. He said, always be there with you, right? So what does the Bible say about the Great Commission, right? It says, if you love me, you'll obey my commands. John 14:15, right? If you love me, you'll obey my commands. So if you look at the two Bible verses that we call the Great Commission, well, there's probably two major ones, Mark 16, Matthew 28. They're not suggestions. they're commands, right? The preach of the Mark Commission and the teach of the Matthew Commission, they're not optional. So out of love for Jesus, by the power of the Holy Spirit, we're to make these two commandments priorities to obey. So why is the Great Commission important? Right? Think about this. One of the most famous verses in the Bible, John 3:16. People even put it in under their eyes in football games, right? It starts off with, God so loved the world, right? So what is the importance of the Great Commission? God's original plan when he created the world was to have a family on the planet that he loved, that would take his love and spread it all over the world, right? That was God's original thing. But unfortunately, God's plan that he gave to Adam and Eve failed pretty badly. And instead of bringing love to the world, they invited death and disease and destruction and all these bad things into God's good world, right? But God had a plan to send his son, and his son showed us what the Father was like. He served the poor, he healed the sick, he cast out demons and raised the dead, right? And ultimately, he laid down his life by dying on a cross. God rose him from the dead. And then after his resurrection, 40 days he spent teaching the disciples. Before he goes to heaven, to be enthroned in heaven, he shares what we call the Great Commission, right? That's why it's so important. So is the Great Commission for everyone? I mean, what does Jesus say? What do you think? I guess the question is, we should ask, am I a disciple or am I just a believer? Like, a believer might say they believe in Jesus, but the relationship doesn't go much further than that, right? But the Bible says that even the devil believes in God, right? That's in James 2:19, right? That doesn't mean that the devil is in the family of God and living according to the purposes of God, right? So what's the difference between a believer and a disciple? Look at what the Great Commission says. Look, disciple nations, how? By teaching them. So disciples train others, right? Teaching them what? Teaching them to obey. So disciples know how to obey and train others to do the same. Everything I've commanded you. Disciples know all the commands of Jesus. They're obeying him and they're training others to also obey them, right? So how do disciples carry out the Great Commission? You can read what they did in the Acts, the Acts of the Apostles, right? The book Acts. The New Testament church would basically do this. They would boldly preach the gospel. When people said yes, they would baptize them so they'd be part of the family of Jesus. Then they would start the journey of learning how to obey everything Jesus commanded them to do. And then the new disciples would go out and they'd boldly preach the good news, right? And then they would baptize people, getting filled with the Holy Spirit, and then do the same. So doing the Great Commission should be the most normal thing that every Christian is doing, right? So again, let's look at the Barna research. 51% of people, Christians that they surveyed, have no idea what the Great Commission is. 25% say they've heard it, but they wouldn't be able to tell you what it is. And 6% say they're not really sure. You know what that tells me? That's like, everyone should be doing the Great Commission. It's the most normal thing for a follower of Jesus to do. But 82% followers of Jesus aren't doing the things that Jesus said we should all be doing, right? That's why I started Purpose Concepts, to create this resource to help followers of Jesus find their place in God's plan to reach everyone, disciple all the nations, and finish the Great Commission, right? And I think if we're going to finish the Great Commission, we need three things. We need to understand God's dream, a strategy, and the daily discipline to go and do what needs to be done. So what is the dream of God? It's every and the all. It's finishing what he started. Like, his son paid for every and all, and so we just need to go and pick up what he said. We need a simple strategy so that we can go and reach everyone and disciple all the nations. I think the four fields is the best strategy to actually go and finish a great commission, right? It's a strategy to help you figure out where to go, how to preach the gospel, how to disciple, how to multiply ecclesias to the seven mind molders so that we can see God's kingdom influence and transform the world. But then we need that daily discipline where Jesus said you need to deny yourself, take up your cross every single day, and follow Jesus, right? I call this being a commissionary, someone who says yes to the Great Commission and the Great Commission. So again, if you'd like access to the different workshops, trainings on things like the four fields, how to preach the gospel, how to multiply disciples, multiplying workers all over, go check out purposeconcepts.com/Mundley. They're there to help you so you can begin to multiply. All right? Again, be a Great Commission follower of Jesus, that you know the Great Commission, you go out and do what it says, and then you multiply others to do the same exact thing. Say yes to being a commissioner. Can I get an amen? Amen, amen.